Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire.
Of iMac with your host Macaulay Matthew, me as usual, and my co-host Willie Boy, William Remote. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, Macaulay? What's up, fans out there? How you doing, everybody?
Hey, guys. Coming to you here early on Saturday afternoon. Usually my show is at 11 p.m., but since today I have to work, and right after that I have to go see Kevin Hart, I decided to make the show earlier. And, you know, it's unfortunate that I have to work on Saturday. I thought when I reelected Obama, I wouldn't have to. But I guess I made the wrong decision in my voting. So, but I'm here hosting a show on the Saturday afternoon with you guys and with my co-host Will. And whatever you guys want to talk about, you can call in. The phone number here, it's going to be, I forgot the number. Okay, I got it. 646-721-9904 is a call-in number. All right, so I'm in the office right now by myself. I'm just sitting at my desk, and I was just working an hour ago, but right now it's my lunch break. So that's how I'm able to talk with you guys. But Will, let's start it off, man. Let's talk about the presidential election from this past week.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Obama won. 4 more years, exactly. 4 more years of Obama. He won it undecided going the way. He won it like, what,
303 to like 206?
Something like that. He blew him out, really.
Yep.
It was like, I see it here, the election results. It was 332 electoral votes for Obama, and Romney had 206.
Oh, right, because it was two, like Florida and another state that it wasn't, it was too close to tell, but, you know, it didn't
Florida
matter.
Florida can't count, yeah.
Right.
Obama won Florida at the last moment. It took Florida like a week to finish counting their votes.
I think they're still looking for the Gore Bush one.
You know, you have a lot of old and senior citizens who are, you know, they have Alzheimer's and they can't really count anymore. So that's what happened over there. But Obama won decisively. He's going to be the president for the next 4 years. And I think that we made a right decision, you know. Give him 4 more years to prove what he promised us originally. Let him fix the economy. You know, let him get the jobs back. Let him get the unemployment back up. And, you know, hopefully he could prove to us within the next 4 years that he's a great president, as we thought he would be.
And hopefully, you know, both, you know, the bipartisan, you know, will agree to disagree and try to get this country back on track.
Yeah, exactly. I hope so. But, yeah, I mean, we chose the right person, you know, to run our country. So let's hope he rewards us by doing a great job for these next 4 years.
You know, I'm optimistic. You know, hopefully, you know, everybody could put their differences aside and, you know, try to, like I just said a couple of seconds ago, I just realized I'm a broken record.
Yeah.
But hopefully, they'll get it right this time.
I agree. Now, when Obama got reelected on Friday, you know, there's a lot of people that were not happy with the election. And I don't know if you heard about this, but this woman named Denise Helms.
Nah, I didn't hear this.
Okay, she's a 22-year-old woman. She, on her Facebook, she used a racial slur. Of course, you know what racial slur. You can
I'm
only use
the N-word.
The N-word, right? She used the N-word, you know, when Obama got reelected, and she says that she hopes he gets assassinated. Like,
talk about affirmative action, huh?
I know. That's, not only is that racist, but it's like a terrorist thing to say.
I know.
And because of what she said and, you know, her racist remarks.
Let me guess, she got death threats on herself, I assume.
She got death threats.
Shocker.
And the company that she works for called.
Fired her.
They fired her because they've been also getting threats because of her. So,
shocker.
Because of her comments and the death threats, they released her and they issued an apology and a statement saying that they have nothing to do with her, the comments that she made, and they're disgusted by what she had to say about Obama being reelected. So she's in deep water right now, and not only that, but the right now she's being investigated because anytime you make death threats against the president, you know, Secret Service is going to get involved in this, and they're going to investigate. So right now.
Yeah.
I think she's being investigated by the FBI. Let me see here. I'm reading the article.
Obviously, you know, there's going to be people that's going to be upset about, you know, their guy, you know, wasn't elected. Rightfully so. But once you take it to the next level, you know.
Yeah, man.
That's What can you say? Don't people learn from celebrities that when you put something on Twitter, everybody can see it?
And they never learn.
People never learn.
Calling Obama a nigga and saying if he gets assassinated, she wouldn't care about it. I mean, come on, like, who says things like that, especially against the leader of our country?
Exactly.
You know?
I mean,
I hope she goes to prison for those remarks. Seriously.
She should be. She should be going to prison. I mean, those are terroristic, threats. I mean, that's not freedom of speech. That's like clear and present danger, practically. I mean, this is some crazy stuff.
And even
if
she's
kind of inciting people to do this.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Even though she didn't say she was going to assassinate Obama herself, she's putting that idea in people's heads. You know, that especially people who hate Obama to like go out and assassinate him. Like, you can't be inciting people to like get mad at Obama and try to kill him. I mean, come on.
I mean, that's just beyond insanity right there.
And the bitch is not even that good looking, first of all.
Knowing you, I know you had to, give me a scouting report on that.
If she was at least the slightest of good, if she was good looking, I would at least give her a slide. But she's not. Which makes it even worse. So she's in deep trouble right now. So good luck to her. But I mean, you have to be smarter than that. I mean, you have to be educated. You can't be going online, and online, like especially Facebook, it's a public forum now, so anybody can see your comments.
Oh yeah, Facebook, Twitter, all those stuff.
Yeah, so anytime you do something like that, just be aware. I mean, your company could see it, friends, family, and especially if it's terroristic attacks on a president like that. I mean, you can get in deep trouble.
Yep.
So be very cautious of what you write online.
Exactly. And I don't know. I heard somebody say this, don't write or say something when you're passionate, like when you're in anger, because, what I mean? You're not thinking clearly when you're upset.
Yep.
So you're going to say and do stuff that, you normally wouldn't do when you have a clear mind.
Right. Exactly.
I hate to think she wrote this with a clear mind. I hate to see her when she's upset.
And she's clearly a racist, and not only that, she's a terrorist.
Basically.
Man, fuck her. Screw her. Hope she gets prison time for that.
You should.
Stupid bitch. But, whatever. Alright. And, talking about someone that got elected, and then got ejected. Mike Brown, of the
from the Lakers.
He was. I mean, it was just last year that Lakers hired him.
Yeah, they hired him in the off season.
And just 5 games in, they decided to fire him because of the bad start. I mean,
Don't get me wrong. I didn't think he was the best. I didn't think he was the right guy for the job anyway. But
that's true. I agree with you there.
But come on, give the guy a chance. I mean, come on.
They're 1-4.
Yeah, and exactly. And Kobe, when they asked Kobe what he thought about it, he didn't even have a comment. That tell you right there that they should have at least hired a guy that, Kobe would be on board with and who actually has credentials. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, Mike Brown, I mean, the only good times he had is obviously when he had LeBron James.
Right, exactly. I mean, Kobe had no respect for the guy. Kobe didn't care whether or not he stayed or left.
Oh, yeah. Kobe wanted him gone. I wouldn't be surprised that Kobe talked to the front office and got him fired. Because there was a game, I think it was the last game he coached, Kobe gave him a look like, if looks could kill, man.
Yeah. Give him a Mamba look, that black Mamba look.
Exactly.
But I heard that Mike Brown, after he got fired, he went to a chicken filet. And he took some pictures. So, I mean, He's gonna, and he's still making money because, you know, he had an 18-year deal, an 18 million year deal with the Lakers. So
it's stupid.
They're still gonna owe him money.
Seriously, I'll sign up and get fired for 5 days, sure. 5 games. If I get $18 million, shoot.
I would try to get fired the day before the first game. Shit. Get paid for the
rest. You would be like Bill Belichick with the Jets. Be like a head coach for one day and leave. Oh, man.
But now they're saying that Phil Jackson might be the new coach.
I knew it, man. I knew it. Because I predicted that. Because there's rumors that D'Antoni is going to go with Dan. I think here's what I think it's going to be. It's going to be either D'Antoni 1 or Phil Jackson 2. One, because D'Antoni, he coached Steve Nash, and you know the history in Phoenix. Everybody knows about that.
Yeah.
And also, Kobe Bryant, his father, Jelly Bean Bryant, played with D'Antoni in Italy.
Right, right.
With the Armani Jean Jackets, whatever the heck they called the team.
Mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
Kobe idolized D'Antoni more than even his own father. So
true, yeah.
And plus, he coached him in the Olympics. He was assistant coach with the Olympic team. So
mm-hmm, yep.
I think it would be a perfect marriage. And plus, Kobe loved, you know, the offensive system that D'Antoni, you know, had with the Knicks and Phoenix. So I think it would be a perfect marriage. Then you got number two, you got Phil Jackson, which I assumed until I heard just yesterday that he is open to it. Because let's face it, we know Phil Jackson loves to go onto a team that's already made.
Mm-hmm, yep, definitely. He likes a team that has superstars, and they have Dwight Howard and Nash, Ron Artest and Kobe. So they're loaded. So let's see. But chances are it might even be D'Antoni that might be the coach. So
I'd put D'Antoni 1, and I'd put Phil Jackson number 2 right behind him. I think it's D'Antoni's job to lose.
Yeah. But right now, since Mike Brown is no longer coach, the assistant coach, Bernie Bickerstaff.
Bickerstaff, right.
Yes, he's going to be the interim coach right now. So they can find a new coach, he'll coach the rest of the games, or the rest of the season, for that fact.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens. You know, I think it was a panicky move, but a little too early. But Mike Brown, they're gonna have to pay him for a long time now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A lot of money.
Oh yeah.
And sticking to sports. Well, I don't know if this is sports related because he no longer plays any professional sports anymore. But Jeff Kent.
Oh yeah, different.
he was on Survivor this year, Survivor Philippines.
Right, he just got eliminated this week.
He just got eliminated this past week, and he was doing good. He was doing good in the game. You know, he made alliances. He tried to get one of the a survivor who's played the game once before. Tried to get him evicted, and that backfired on him. And this week they turned the tables on him by evicting him. And his exit interview when the show was ending, I thought it was very – it shows you how a classless guy he is and what an asshole he is. This is – I'll read you his exact comments that he made in his interview. He said, "You know what pisses me off is that I think I've made about $60 million playing baseball, and I want this freaking $1 million in this game, and it's not even $1 million. It's 600 grand." By the time Obama takes it, I'm a Game 7 World Series loser, you know. I played in the biggest games in the world and the worst games in the world, but this just sucks."
Yeah, but I was like, and you know, I was going to leave too. I was like, before the thing, I'm like, oh, wait a minute, there's the last comment. Let me hear what Jeff has to say. I'm so glad I heard that, man. It just showed how classless this guy is, man.
That's the most arrogant state comment you can ever make.
In Survivor history, hands down.
I mean, okay, you made $60 million, so why did you go on a show in the first place? So you want more money? Well,
exactly. He's a hypocrite. I mean, he's trying to kick out Penner and Michael and, you know, the guys who have been on the veterans who've been on the show and got, they got kicked out because of, you know, injury reasons, you know.
Yeah.
But this guy, he's a veteran too. I mean, he's a baseball veteran. He's not a Survivor veteran, obviously, but come on, this guy
made $1 million before. I mean, he's
sick.
I mean, more money than they have, you know.
Times 60. I mean, what the heck? I mean, like $60 million, man.
I mean, he's still rich. He's still rich. He's still considered rich right now. So
exactly.
Why even, you know, bring that up and also to play this game if you made $60 million and you want $1 million more, and then he made the comment that, oh, Obama, after Obama takes it, it's going to be $600,000, which means he probably didn't vote for Obama.
Obviously. He want to keep his money. I mean, you know, that's in his best interest to, you know, keep his $60 million or whatever, how much money he had, you know, in Scrooge McDuck's money bin, you know. But, I mean, my gosh, man. I mean, I heard there was horrible stories about this guy. I mean, you know.
I heard stories, too. Has fueled up with Barry Bonds,
obviously. But then again, Barry Bonds was a, you know, what's the word? I'm trying to look for the word.
That guy had a big ego, too. Yeah.
So,
yep.
So that, you like whether or not, if it's, is it just clashing with Barry Bonds, or is he, those FIFA-type players, too?
Yep.
But it's, and then I heard, like, you know, early on when he was with the Mets, he had ego problems, and this was before, especially with the Mets fans, too, and this was even before he became a superstar.
Yep.
With Giants and Astros and stuff like that. So, I mean, this guy's a nutcase. I mean, this is the first time I actually rooted against a former Met. And it wasn't even baseball related.
That guy's a man. He's a douchebag. Seriously.
Man, and you know what's the funny thing? I wanted him kicked out since day one, but now it just confirmed, after that whole speech, it just confirmed what a jerk I assumed he was.
That guy's an asshole, man.
Now do you see why I wanted him kicked out?
I see why. I can't wait to see what he has to say on the reunion show.
Oh, yeah, when he has to finally confess that he's a baseball player.
Yeah, exactly. And those comments. He's going to have to, like, you know, talk about those comments that he made.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a sweet thing. Oh, yeah, but you know what's the best thing about that, you know, that episode?
What?
Thing RC, that cameo of RC.
Oh, yeah, the cameo. Yeah, she's fine. Damn.
Oh, man.
And she's in New York, too.
Yep.
We have to find her. Hopefully this hurricane didn't get her. We can...
I got forbid that.
Hopefully, you know, hopefully we'll see on the reunion. Nothing happened to her, but...
Yeah.
Isn't she in Jersey? She lives in Jersey, doesn't she?
Somewhere in the tri-state.
Oh. Yeah, she's looking fine, man. She has some big titties and a big butt. Cute face.
That's one fine lady right there.
That's my type of girl right there. My wife.
Seeing like a nice, you know, personality. Nice,
mm-hmm.
Nice chick.
She's definitely a pretty girl. I'm looking forward to see her on the judging panel again next week.
Yep.
Okay, and so 10 minutes left on the show here. Want to give you some sad news.
Oh, what happened?
Very sad. Unfortunately, it's come to my attention that... I'm sorry, I'm getting a little choked up here. Justin Bieber and Selena.
They broke up?
Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez they call it quits.
Oh,
very
God.
Sad.
Nah, I mean, I didn't know about that, but, I mean, you know how these puppy love stuff. It was bound to end eventually.
I'm reading on TMZ.com. It looks like it was Selena Gomez who broke it off.
Oh, don't tell me she did the Kristen Stewart.
No, it looks like she probably got tired of the relationship, you know, or Justin Bieber. I mean, there's been rumors that, you know, he's been with other girls.
Right.
He's been cheating on her, you know, so maybe she just got tired of all the rumors and him being away on tour so much. You know, I guess she just wants to settle down with someone who's not as busy as he is.
Like you. But then you got to do this show. So
that's true. Yeah, I can't. Like, I mean, she could watch me play Halo 4. But I'm sure, you know, Justin Bieber, you know, he could get any girl he wants at this point in his life. But I hope Selena Gomez finds a guy that can treat her good and, you know, got a guy that has some time for her. I mean, she's a pretty girl. I would bang the shit out of her, man.
Yeah, she's a pretty chick.
Yeah, I would, like, freaking... I'll give her the last ride. She's very pretty. I mean, if you see her right now, man, she has, like, a model-like figure on her. And, like, you know, as she gets older, you know, she's going to get even more. She's what, 21 right now or 20
yeah,
or something like
about.
That?
Yeah.
I mean, if you see how good-looking she is right now, just think how she's going to look like 10 years from now. She's going to be drop-dead gorgeous. I mean, there's girls that they look even better as they get older.
Yeah, that's true.
And she looks like she's going to be one of those girls. I could just get my hands on her. That would mean moving to Hollywood, which I don't want to, you know, I don't want to move to Hollywood. But, you know, good luck to her. Good luck to Justin Bieber.
Yeah, good luck to the both of them.
Yep.
I'm sure they'll do fine.
I mean, it's sad and unfortunate, but, you know, let's not cry too much over it.
Yeah, I mean, we're not teenagers, so forgive us for not crying.
All right. Any last words before we end the show?
Nothing really off the top of my head. I mean, thanks for having me on the show. And, of course, you know, folks, check out my show tomorrow, Sports Urban Legend. You know, we'll talk more about the, you know, sports, what's going on in sports, the Knicks, 4-0 start, and talk a little bit about the Mike Brown situation and all these other sports stuff. Of course, Jets are going to be playing tomorrow, and,
yeah.
You know, we'll talk about that also. But check out my show. It's going to be at 6:30, so by the time the Jet game ends, we'll have a definite, you know, conclusion of the game. So check it out, 6:30, only on Black Talk Radio.
All right, check out Will's show tomorrow, and check out my show next week here, IMAC. I'll be back at my original time, 11 p.m. Eastern time. So for IMAC, my co-host Willie Boy, William Rumble, I'll see you next week. Peace.